Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 155, and the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. My heart is steadfast, O my King. My heart is tuned thy praise to sing. Awake, my soul, and swell the song. Let vibrant harp the notes prolong. And what follows? Psalter 155, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. The portion out of God's holy word which we wish to read together, can be found in Matthew 28. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Matthew 28. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. And now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. We hope to remember in prayer Wayne Van Harten, who was still in the Calgary Hospital, and Peter Bell, who was scheduled for knee surgery this Friday. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy providence and in thy mercy that thou hast given unto us and our children another Lord's Day, where thou hast graciously watched over each and every one of us, wherever we were called to be. Thou hast not dealt according as we deserve, but thy great goodness has been great over us. And then each Lord's Day by renewal, then thy church may be given to remember that Christ is risen indeed. And now this Lord's Day in the midst of thy church, then it has been set aside that in a special way to be given to remember and to meditate that thy dear Son has risen from the grave and that he has appeared unto his church. Oh, then he has spoken kindly unto them, and then he has showed those pierced hands and that pierced side. Ah, Lord, it is written for thy church and that he was delivered for our offenses, and raised again for our justification. And, Lord, then thou knowest most perfectly how it is in all of our hearts, how it has been in the days gone by, how we have awoke in this morning hour and come up to thy house, in Jerusalem. Solemn matters have taken place, and then it cannot be different that in Jerusalem, that the thoughts of the rulers and of the inhabitants, they were filled with those solemn things which had taken place. Oh, where they have cried out, crucify him, his blood be upon us and our children. Oh, the 3-hour darkness, the earthquake, the wonderful things that have transpired, then it cannot be different. That there were many troubled souls, but, Lord, troubled because of fear and not because of love. Lord, then we do well to examine our hearts, whether there is that trouble, whether there is that concern, concerning our never-dying soul, and concerning thee, thy kingdom, and thy glory, Lord. Word is still so missing, where there is no trouble when we live, as if we shall stay here forever. Lord, may it please thee, O King of the Church, that thou may go through the midst of the congregation upon that white horse to conquer the king's enemies. Be saw then surely, and then they shall become troubled, and then they shall be given to cry unto thee, Lord, when there are still those conscience convictions, souls that walk not so easy over the world, but they need to be born again. And then we humbly ask thee that thou may manifest thy power and thy love, that among young and old, that sinners may be conquered. Then they shall become needy beggars, and then they shall be given to us for thy way and for thy will. But, Lord, in Jerusalem, there was a remnant. They were also troubled. They did not understand thy mysterious ways, not mysterious from thy side, but from their side. They needed to be further instructed. But it was a trouble with that love. Lord, may such souls have come up in this morning with a heart full of love, with spices prepared. Then they need to be taught that in the way of justification, that those spices have no value, but in the way of sanctification, in the way of gratitude, Lord, thou knowest, in the life of thy true children, what as stones there can be. The stones of unbelief, the stones of ignorance, the stones of impossibility, and yet a heart full of love. We have heard out of thy holy word that the angels were given to declare to the women, I know that ye see Jesus, Lord. May then such women, may such seeking souls, with those desires, and thou hast a people upon the earth, that all those desires need to be given by the first time and by renewal. That is the fruit of the exalted King, granted by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit. But, Lord, then it is recorded on the day of thy resurrection, that those women, all those seekers of Peter, who had denied thee, that they were not put to shame, but that they have received a visit, and that thy church was further instructed, oh, on the cross, the revelation, and that satisfaction has been made, and on the day of the resurrection, the application for thy church, because we read in the evening that thou wast opened their understanding, that they understood the scriptures, all wonder doing God. Wilt thou manifest thyself as such? Be a surprising God, grant a good day in thy house. The psalmist of old has declared, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. But then also the added prayer, the psalmist has besought thee for thy mercy and for thy grace. Lord, so we commend thy church over the length and the breadth of the world unto thee. May in this day, may there be a great ingathering, but also where thou hast begun, wilt thou grant further instruction. Thou hast a people upon the earth that are so ignorant in heavenly ways. Lord, maybe a few souls have come up that know it no more, but then there is room for the great prophet to instruct in that only way, that only name given under heaven, whereby we must be saved. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. All those exercises with the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We live in a dark and a solemn, a serious time. But, Lord, that we may still come together, that is proof that thy dear Son has resurrected, that he sits at thy right hand, and from thence he governs, he gathers, he governs, and preserves his church. Wilt thou remember all those that could not come up to thy house? Wilt thou be mindful of them? Do grant them a Sabbath day blessing. Then we remember the sick and the afflicted, the young father in the hospital. We may acknowledge thee for the much improvement which thou hast given hitherto. Wilt thou continue to graciously watch over him? Remember his dear wife and children, and, Lord, that this solemn and serious calling, that it may proceed out of thy right hand, where thou wert speaking unto them in a special way, Lord. It needs to be accompanied and applied by thy Holy Spirit. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care, the sick relatives, the circumstances, they are known unto thee. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, the elderly ones in the care home, those that may still go in and out, then for the elderly by renewal, then they may be in the land of the living on this special day of commemoration, then they do well to examine their hearts very closely, that whether by a wonder of free and sovereign grace, they have become a subject of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Lord, to that end we humbly beg of thee, that thou may grant thy gracious help, to open thy scriptures. May thy dear Son be exalted to the highest, and who was able to declare the beauty of the King of Kings and of the Lord of Lords. Lord, wilt thou then grant a heart full of love for the unconverted. May there be milk for the little ones and strong meat for the further led ones. Oh, impress upon the hearts of thy people the necessity of the further leadings. Take away everything that could be a hindrance, to bind the devil. Grant a holy attention. May thy word go forth with power divine. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 318, the stanzas 3 through 7. And the stone rejected and despised is now the cornerstone. How wondrous are the ways of God, unfathomed and unknown. Psalter 318, the stanzas 3 through 7. Thank you. end this morning hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 78, and there of the verses 65 and 66, where God's word and our text reads thus: "And then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man that shouteth by reason of wine. And he smote his enemies in the hinder parts. He put them to a perpetual reproach." Our text words speak of the returned ark, vividly portraying Christ in his resurrection, with four thoughts. In the first place, the awakened Christ. Secondly, the mighty Christ. Thirdly, the rejoicing Christ. And fourthly, the conquering Christ. The returned ark vividly portraying Christ in his resurrection. First, the awakened Christ, because we read, "Then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep." Secondly, the mighty Christ, and like a mighty man. Thirdly, the rejoicing Christ, that shouteth by reason of wine. And in the fourth place, a conquering Christ, as we read in verse 66, "And he smote his enemies in the hinder parts. He put them to a perpetual reproach." Thus, in the first place, the awakened Christ. Beloved congregation, then the Lord in his mercy has granted by renewal that on this Lord's Day, and it is true, each Lord's Day we are called to remember that Christ is risen indeed. But this Lord's Day in a special way has been set aside that we may be given to meditate and to remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, who has been crucified, where he has cried out, "It is finished," all the revelation of the payday for the church. But then on the day of the resurrection, the state of his exaltation, where it is the application to the church, as I read in Romans 4, verse 25, "Who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification." And now concerning the resurrection of Christ, prophesied in the Old Testament in many different places, also typified. Oh, think of Isaac when he has come off the mount after 3 days. Joseph out of prison. The budded rod of Aaron, the scapegoat that was sent into the wilderness. Oh, Samson, he has taken the gates off their hinges and placed them on a high hill between Gaza and Hebron. And so also in our text words, then there is a rich portrayal of the Lord Jesus Christ, who in the fullness of time, that he would be born, that he would be crucified, but that he would also resurrect. And now in this solemn, all what comes after Psalm 77, and therein Asaph has lamented, oh, a picture of the church that was so troubled, On Good Friday, when their beloved one had been crucified, and then for the church, oh, there was a people with a heart full of love, but their knowledge was so lacking, oh, their understanding would be opened. On the day, on the evening of the resurrection, oh, we have read it together, that there were those women with a heart full of love, they had prepared spices, and was such a vehement desire, oh, it is true, when they have risen it was dark, but then the day began to dawn, and do we not read in Malachi 4 verse 2, unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Ah, those women with a heart full of love to pay their last respect to their master. Ah, they were not put to shame. Oh, it is true. They needed instruction because on the morning of their resurrection, then that empty tomb, that was a richer preaching of the gospel than the filled manger. And they would receive a visit. Ah, those fear nots. Oh, are there such women in my midst that have come up in this morning with such a desire and with such a longing. Oh, a heart full of love. Ah, that you have begged that you may experience what those women have experienced. Ah, what a Mary Magdalene has experienced. Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? What is our answer, young and old, when we have come up to God's house on this special day? How do we compare to the city of Jerusalem? Because surely then most of that city must have been troubled upon his Pilate with everything that has transpired, with the words that they have shouted, with the earthquake, with the darkness. Oh, how is it with us and our children? Have we thought of these things? Have we brought it on our knees? Because young and old, we need to be saved by the risen King. We need to be conquered by free and sovereign grace. Enemies need to become friends. Or are we harder than the city of Jerusalem? Oh, congregation, we can become so used to the message. Thomas Boston had stated in his time that it seemed a sermon-proof congregation used to theological terms, and that heaven does not draw, and that hell does not scare. But now the wonder of the exalted King, where the prophet has declared in Zechariah 4 verse 6, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Oh, the King, he is still gathering his church. And there are still those that are written in the book of the Lamb that must and shall be brought forth. And we read in Romans 10 verse 17 that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And now in our text words, a rich proclamation of the resurrection of the King. And that follows Psalm 77. Because there the psalmist has said, and that was not strange for those women, there's a blessing people when there come times that we do not know it anymore. And then there is room for a new instruction. Oh, for those disciples, for those women, for the church, I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit made diligent search, because that church has sat at his feet as prophet. But now the prophet was no more, has become night, silence. Had they not the promises? The true child learns that they need light on those promises, faith to embrace those promises, and also the continual work of the Spirit to be exercised with those promises. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will He be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Selah was experienced by the church. But the king shall never forget His church. And then follows Psalm 78. The first eight verses that are well known unto fathers and mothers, right parents. The clear command to be given to instruct the following generations. Then the verses 9 through 41. Israel in the wilderness. Then we have the verses 42 through 51 that they have not remembered, and the Lord reminds what the Lord has done to bring them out of Egypt. And then in verse 53 through 66, the history resumes, brought into the land of Canaan. And then in the verses 60 through 66, it speaks of the ark. And the ark and the Old Testament, that was a clear type of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Lord's presence, the mercy seat where that blood was sprinkled, and in the ark, symbolizing the three offices of Christ. There the Ten Commandments, the two tables, His prophetical office, the budded rod of Aaron, His priestly office, and the golden pot of manna, that was the kingly office. And then in those verses, then the way of the ark was clearly declared, and also as a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because then we read in verse 16, when God heard this, He was wroth and greatly so that He forsook the tabernacle of Shiloh, the tent which He placed among men. And that forsaking of the ark at Shiloh, that refers to 1 Samuel, the chapters 4, 5, and 6. When the children of Israel have departed from the ways of the Lord, and the Lord in a way of judgment, then there has come a time, because we read in verse 61, and delivered His strength into captivity and His glory into the enemy's hand. That we have seen in the Passion Weeks were the Son of God, where He was the fulfillment of that ark, where the enemies have taken Him, that He was arrested, that He was led from one court to another, and that finally He was put to death, and that He has cried out, "It is finished." He gave His people over also unto the sword, and was wroth with His inheritance. The fire consumed their young men, and their maidens were not given to marriage. We find that recorded in 1 Samuel 4, where the Philistines has come in the way of judgment, and where there was a great battle, and we read and that 30,000 were slain. And in this chapter, and then it is said, we do not so often think of this, but with all those men that were slain, many mourning families, husbands, brides to be. But when so many young men were slain, then what a distress that must have given to the daughters of the land, that there were not enough young men to ask the girls out for marriage. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. Think of Hophni and Phinehas, that they were slain in the battle. And then we have our text, and after our text words, then in the verses 67 through 72, then it is written how that the ark was taken up to Jerusalem, the city of God, when David has become king. And in Psalm 68, when the ark was brought up, also a prophecy of the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to that end, we read in our text words, and then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, because the ark, oh, what that was for Israel. Israel thought that that could never happen. That heathen Philistines, that they could take the ark of God and bring it into their land. So also in the New Testament for the church, they could not understand how that it has happened, that the enemies have arrested Christ. Christ has given himself willingly over, and that he was laid in the grave. There's many similarities in the time of Eli, that young Samuel, when the ark was taken. But then we read in our text, and then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep. And be in the life of the true church, with their sighs, with their prayers, and with their desires, that the Lord heareth not. Jeremiah 14, prayer of Jeremiah, be not as a man astonished, as a mighty man that cannot save. But the Lord has remembered his church, because there came a day that the ark was restored to the children of Israel in wonderful ways. As we read in 1 Samuel 6, and when that ark was restored, then we do not specifically, cannot be different, there was a remnant that has come in their guilt, but we do not read of a general repentance. And yet, then the Lord awoke as one out of sleep. Then the Lord was merciful for his covenant's sake, and to that end, the Lord has restored the ark. And so also with the Lord Jesus Christ, when we read our text, then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep. Our boys and girls know that Jesus was not sleeping, but that he has died. His soul was with his Father, and his body in the grave. But then on the morning of the resurrection, all it was not, because Jerusalem is called out a fast day, a day of humiliation, a prayer day, a day of repentance that we do not read. The Lord still had a remnant, but we do not read of a general repentance. But then the Lord awake out of one as out of sleep, a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, that on the morning of the resurrection, oh, that then according to His promise, according to His word, for the glory of His Father and for the welfare of His church. Our second thought, the mighty Christ. That word then, the Lord's way and the Lord's time. Thus He is risen as a mighty man, as a conqueror. He is conquered over the devil, over sin, over death, and over the grave. We read a song of that mighty man in 1 Corinthians 15. O death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? We thank the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us the victory. Thus Christ, in the morning of the resurrection, the state of His humiliation, more portrayed as a lamb, a white lamb, a lamb without blemish, but a lamb that was stained red because of the blood which He has shed. We read of that lamb in Isaiah 53, that He was led as a lion to the slaughter. But now we read in our text, referring to the ark, but also symbolizing the King of Kings, that He is risen as a mighty man. We have heard of that might that Christ has declared out of Matthew 28, verse 18, all power is given unto Me in heaven and upon earth. And then there was no one that could hinder that resurrection. Not the stone, not the seal, not the keepers. Father has sent His angel, because the resurrection, oh, it is true, on Good Friday, then the Father has given a special amen upon the perfect sacrifice of His Son for His church, when that veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, declaring that the ceremonial laws that had been fulfilled in that one sacrifice. And now on the morning of the resurrection, the Father's special amen that everything has been finished in the state of His humiliation, that the debt for the church has been paid, a full satisfaction that the Father was so well satisfied in that sacrifice. And to that end, the stone rolled away, and that He is risen as a conqueror. Concerning the resurrection, we read in the Scriptures, it was the work of the Father that has raised Him up, also the work of the Son, because He has declared, I have power to lay down My life and have power to take it up again, but also the work of the Spirit. And now He is risen as that mighty conqueror, as a mighty man in Psalm 89, also was solemn speaking of the Messiah. Then we read that word mighty four times. And in verse 19, that the Lord has laid help upon one that is mighty. And that is the dear Son of God. Thus, when we read in our text, then the Lord awaked as one out of sleep, and like a mighty man, then he is risen, because we read in Revelation 5, verse 5, that there was that weeping John, because there was no one enabled, no one that could, and no one that was worthy to open that book. But then he was given to see the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was the Lion out of the tribe of Judah, and thus a mighty man. And now concerning that might, that power, that has become evident in many ways. Oh, he has risen with a glorified body. And then in the second place, then the grave closed. They have been left in the grave. He was victorious. And now concerning that mighty man for the church, all power, he is risen as a mighty man. And that in respect to enemies and in respect to the church. Are you still an enemy, congregation? Are you still an enemy of the Lion of the tribe of Judah? What do you think, young and old? Maybe there are some that think, not there to say you are converted, but not an enemy. There is a people upon the earth that learn that they are not saved as friends, but that enemies are reconciled. And now, my unconverted fellow travelers, oh, as a mighty man, that tells us no impossible cases. Maybe sometime you think that it's impossible. Maybe some sin too much, against my conscience speaking. Maybe even some troubled with a sin against the Holy Ghost. This proof that we have not committed it. But impossible. And then when we become older, given so much of our life and strength seeking the things of the world, and for our older ones, my knees are so stiff. But all young and old, we read that he is risen as that mighty man. And that is to conquer enemies, to make enemies into friends. And then by the Spirit, he sheds that love abroad. And then they are given to bow. They cannot bow low enough. And then they are given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. God becomes real, but also their sin. And oh, the power of sin and the power of temptation. Then they need him, of whom I read in Isaiah 9, verse 6, that he is also called Mighty God. He is risen as that mighty man, the Lion out of the tribe of Judah. And that is a comfort, a great comfort for the true people of God. That is for those that are given more and more to experience their weaknesses. Oh, what a trouble they can have with the devil. How the devil must have attacked Mary Magdalene, that the devil has whispered in her ear, "Oh, it is true. Christ as that mighty man, he has cast out those seven devils." They had to leave. She had a blessed time. But now, on the cross, in the grave, and now the devil shall return with double power. Oh, that mighty man. We read of him in Hebrews 7, verse 25, that he can save to the uttermost. A mighty man concerning their impossibilities, impossibilities in providence, and impossibilities in grace. A mighty man, that has become so evident for the church. On the morning of the resurrection, with that stone, and no power to roll it away, then that mighty man has been such a surprising Savior. Oh, he has visited his church, spoken comfortably unto them. But we read in our text words, not only a mighty man, but also one that rejoiced. That is our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 214, the stanzas 1, 6, and 7. My people, give ear, attend to my words, and parables new, deep truth shall be heard. The wonderful story our fathers made known to children succeeding by us must be shown. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the Building and Maintenance Fund, 214, 1, 6, and 7. The returned ark vividly portraying Christ in his resurrection. The awakened Christ, the mighty Christ, and now thirdly, the rejoicing Christ. Because we read in our text that shouteth by reason of wine. In the scriptures, when he has dwelt upon the earth, we read that he was weary. We read that he has wept. We read that he was sorrowful. In Matthew 11, the verses 25 and 26, then we read that he was given to rejoice. And that was in the sovereign free pleasure of his Father that he reveals the mysteries not unto the wise and prudent, but unto babes. But now in the morning of the resurrection, then in our text words, where the ark has returned, and we also read, in 1 Samuel 6, verse 13, that when the inhabitants of Ashemus, when they were harvesting their crops, when they saw the ark, that they rejoiced to see it. The psalmist in Psalm 118 has declared, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Oh, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thus Christ, when he is risen, then as that mighty man, he was given to rejoice. He has fully finished the work. As he has stated in the way of anticipation, in John 17, verse 4, I have glorified thee upon the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me to do. And then the risen Christ, that he was given to rejoice with exceeding great rejoicing, that he was given as the servant of the Father to fully pay the dowry that he may receive his black bride, all beautiful typified in the first Adam, because in Genesis 2, the verses 18 through 25, when the Lord has made a wife for Adam, then Adam was put to sleep, and then the Lord has taken a rib, closed Adam up, and then he made a beautiful wife, and the wife was brought to Adam, and he was given to care, to provide, and to protect. And so we may bring it over to the second Adam, when he was laid in the grave, upon the perfect satisfaction to the justice of God, that the price was paid, that in that way, that the Lord Jesus Christ, as I read in Psalm 2, there we hear of that mighty man. Why do the nations rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? And then in verse 6, yet, I have set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord has said unto me. This day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thus upon the finished work, and the state of his humiliation, where he has stood as a debtor on account of the sins of his church, judicially before his Father, But now when he may awake, then he may receive his bride, and then he may comfort, then he may care, always shall do all those things. And then the Lord Jesus Christ, as a mighty man, as one that rejoiceth with wine, then it was the vehement desire. What was the desire of Christ when he is risen, boys and girls? That was to visit, to speak, and to comfort his people. Or do you think that such seeking women with their spices, a heart full of love, that they shall be put to shame? That the Lord will leave those seekers to never become finders? Many times the fear of those seekers. Oh, when it is lively, then they have hope with all their exercises. When it becomes so still, when they ruin everything. But oh, we do not have one example. Oh, what a privilege to be such a true seeker. Those spices, it is true. They had to learn that in the way of justification, then those spices, they can have no part. But in the way of gratitude, and then that mighty man that was given and that shouteth by reason of wine, then it was his vehement desire as the risen Christ to appear unto his people, to let them unburden themselves. Think of Mary Magdalene in John 20, verses 11 through 18. Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? What's her answer, congregation? Why weepest thou? Lord, as a people, learns to weep because of their sin and their missing. But whom seekest thou? Lord, as a people in beginning that seeks the Lord, but as now the Son of God been revealed, have we become a seeker for Jesus? Because the true people of God live in a day that many people resemble more frogs. But the Lord has a people, and the Lord is free. Think of Saul, 3 days. Did go through the depths, those 3 days. Saul has learned much, but justice must be satisfied. Whom seekest thou? Oh, what a vehement desire. As that mighty man, one that rejoiceth by reason of wine, the desire of Christ to visit, appear unto his people. Different conditions, not all the same. With Mary and the women was different than with Peter. But a desire to visit them, to open the scriptures as has taken place in the evening when they were all together. It's true, certain ones had received much instruction already. But for Christ, Good Friday, the revelation of the payday for the church, that the price has been paid, but on the day of Easter to grant that application. One that rejoiced by reason of wine was the desire, the joy of the risen Savior to visit his people and to show those pierced hands and that pierced side has come out blood and water, that he may grant the application to the people, to the disciples, to the women, and by the application of the Spirit, that true saving faith to embrace the same. Do we need a visit congregation in this day? Are there a few souls? All that have begged. Oh Lord, may I now be as Mary Magdalene, the women, Peter, the disciples. Oh Lord, thou knowest how great my need is, how unbearable, because I cannot live, of course, not die without thee. My sins need to be pardoned. That was the rejoicing of Christ on the day of the resurrection. And that mighty man, now he sitteth at the right hand of the Father. This is rejoicing to present his bride before his Father to intercede for them and to care for them. Our forethought, the conquering Christ, because we read, and he smote his enemies in the hinder parts. He put them to a perpetual reproach. Many enemies in Jerusalem, self-righteous enemies, that did not need a bleeding and dying Savior. They were Jews, church people. But undoubtedly, we would think it cannot be so different, that most of Jerusalem, they were troubled. What has taken place, what they have asked for, blood be upon us and our children. And then on the morning of the resurrection, there was an earthquake on Good Friday. But we have read it out of Matthew 28, on the morning of the resurrection, a great earthquake. They remembered that for 3 hours was pitch darkness. How troubled that people must have been. Are we also troubled, congregation? So we have the same. It is the inspired word of God. It has happened. Where there is no trouble, may the Lord work that true trouble, wrought by love. But now that mighty man, rejoicing by reason of the wine, then in verse 66, and he smote his enemies in the hinder parts, has become evident in the context that first refers to the children of Israel in 1 Samuel 5. When they have captured the ark, what have they done, boys and girls? Where have they brought it? They have placed the ark before their god, Dagon. And then the Lord showed that the God of Israel, that He was Almighty. Because the next morning, when those heathen priests went to their temple, then their god Dagon was laying flat on his face before the ark. What a preaching. But then they have put him up again. You're still busy that way, congregation. Not time to multiply it out. But the next morning, by renewal, flat on his face, with his head cut off and the hands. And then above all, then the Lord has sent mice into the land and afflicted them with great sickness. That's a mighty man, and he smote them. And he smote his enemies in the hinder parts, refers to the disease, and he put them in a perpetual reproach. And then the ark was returned. Concerning Christ, all the enemies. A stone, a seal would be broken, punished by death, and watchmen to watch over that grave. But our boys and girls know what have happened. An angel, white, holy, has come down from heaven. And he has rolled that stone away. And the angel sat on that stone, defying all the devils and the powers of hell, has put them and a perpetual reproach. And Christ was risen as the conquering Savior was the beginning. All on the day of Pentecost, how many were conquered? 3,000 that have cried out, "Men and brethren, what must we do?" And that continues to this day. We must be included. He is risen as a mighty man, as the Lion out of the tribe of Judah. And how do we now live with the Lion? What is our relationship? Can be, we say it reverently, that you live, boys and girls, there would be a dead lion on your lawn. You would be awed, but not so afraid. Is that our picture, how we live with the Lord and with His Word? Or let us mention a sleeping lion. Then, boys and girls, it would be terrible to go to such a lion and poke him and to tease him. Say it reverently. Is that our picture? That we even mock with the Lord, mock with His holy word, not pay so much attention, or have we been given by the grace of God, by the Spirit, to be given to adore, to bow, to beg, that we shall not be consumed by that lion? Because when he ariseth out of his place, oh, when he roars, when he sends his judgments, then who can stand? Congregation, the Lion out of the tribe of Judah. Oh, the gift of the Father. He has come upon the earth as a lamb, the Passover lamb. He was sacrificed on the cross. Salvation declared. Outstretched arms. Never a true seeker has been sent away or ashamed. Think of that seeking church on the day of the resurrection. But he has been such a surprising Savior, spoken so comfortably, fear not, shown his pierced hands and pierced side. In Luke 24, verse 45, he opened their understanding that they understood the scriptures given to see. The price was paid. He is risen indeed. And as the Lion out of the tribe of Judah, then he shall watch over his people, shall care for them, protect them, bring them to the end, and that enemy shall be conquered, and to that end, concerning the resurrected Lord, who has awoke as out of sleep, as a mighty man that rejoiceth by reason of the wine and of that conquering king. Oh, we read 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 16, that in the day of days, that he shall ascend with a shout, and then young and old. Then we shall all behold him as the glorified King, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. And then we shall all be present. And how shall it then be? Let me ask you, how is it today concerning the resurrected King? Still, he invites, he calls to give heed. Then how necessary what we read in Psalm 118. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. And then the psalmist is added, in verse 25, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Amen. Let us close. Lord, as the resurrected King of kings, and Lord of lords, then thou art still continuing that wonderful work of gathering thy church, but also to instruct and to comfort thy church that has been experienced in a very rich and remarkable manner on the day of the resurrection. Lord, thou knowest how it is with each and every one of us. Ah, the unconverted. Wilt thou convert them? Manifest thy power and thy might, that it may be heard. Sons and daughters are born in Zion. remember thy people. Thou knowest how it is in this day. Ah, thy church learns more and more. Tis all of grace. May there be those seeking women. And ah, Lord, perhaps a few souls. No answer yet. Has brought relief. But, ah, Lord, may thou come over before the day is over. Thou art that wonder-doing God. Be then a surprising God. Lord, remember us and our children. Remember the family circles. Also on this day, give fathers and mothers what is necessary to instruct. Keep us over the unsafe roads and return us in this evening our pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 422. Let us only sing stanza 4. The host of heaven, O God, acclaim thee, Lord, alone, and greatly fear thy name above all around thy throne. Who is there like to thee throughout this vast creation? Jehovah, Lord of hosts, the God of our salvation. The consistory wishes to announce that the Confession of Faith class hopes to meet with the consistory tomorrow evening at 7:30 p.m. And the Paul magazine is at the exit, 422, only the fourth stanza. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.